This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and United Kingdom joined Israel Sunday in alleging Iran carried out a fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea, putting further pressure on Tehran as it denied being involved in the assault. Calling it an unlawful and callous act, the British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said his country and its allies planned a coordinated response over the strike Thursday night on the oil tanker Mercer Street. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken soon followed, saying there was no justification for the attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior. The strike on the Mercer Street marked the first known fatal attack after years of assaults on commercial shipping in the region linked to tensions with Iran over its tattered nuclear deal. 6 months after seizing power from the elected government, Myanmar's military leader on Sunday declared himself prime minister and said he would lead the country under the extended state of emergency until elections are held in about 2 years. The senior general, Minong Lang, said the state of emergency will achieve its objectives by August of 2023. In a separate announcement, the military government named itself the caretaker government and Minong Lang the prime minister. The state of emergency was declared when troops moved against the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, an action the general said was permitted under the military-authored 2008 Constitution. The military claimed her landslide victory in last year's national elections was achieved through massive voter fraud, but it offered no credible evidence. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.